You're listening to KNKX. Initiative 1634 would ban local taxes on food and beverages. Groups supporting the initiative recently sent a mailer showing a gray-haired woman cutting out coupons. A lot of political campaigns try to court the votes of those who are 65 and older. That's because they make up the largest number of registered voters in Washington. In our series, Five Voters, Fresh Perspectives, KNKX reporter Ashley Gross spent time with a woman who recently retired to see how that's shaped her voting priorities.
Tuesday morning is when Kern Domingo likes to shop at the Asian food market Uwajimaya in Renton. That's when seniors get a 10% discount.
Hi, could I have a pound of the prawns, please?
She and her partner, Nemesio Domingo, are picking up seafood and some meat. She came to the U.S. from Korea as a toddler and likes to cook Korean dishes like bulgogi.
I always look for the sales and the specials to try to save as much as possible. Are you interested in flank steak? At all? Okay, we haven't had done that in a while. Let me see.
Domingo is 65 years old. She retired from her job as a social worker about 2 years ago. She says she's always been frugal, but now she's living on savings and will collect Social Security when she turns 66. So her own finances are top of mind when she looks at her ballot. Still, she and Nemesio say that initiative that would prohibit cities from adding sales tax on sugary drinks, they plan to vote against it. Nemesio says he agrees with Seattle's soda tax.
It makes perfectly good sense to exercise good public health policy.
Especially soda. Soda's not part of the food group. Yeah. So if they want to tax something, I would rather them do that and kind of lay off our property taxes just a little bit here. A lot of us seniors are going to be in the homeless if those go up anymore.
Property taxes have been on her mind lately. She recently applied for a reduction as a low-income senior citizen. We head over to her house in Skyway that she's owned for 19 years.
Like I said, I grew up on a farm. We raised pigs, cattle, chicken, and we had half an acre of garden that I had to work every year.
She and Nemesio spend a lot of time in the backyard. It's filled with raised beds and pots of berries, herbs, multiple kinds of tomatoes.
And then this here's our carrots. So the kids really love the carrots. So.
Do you bring the two-year-old out here?
Oh, yeah. She does a lot of digging.
Since she retired, Domingo has been taking care of her two-year-old granddaughter when her daughter's at work and will soon watch her daughter's new baby as well. Being a grandmother shapes her thinking about voting. She supports education levies and measures aimed at limiting climate change.
Have you paid attention to that initiative about the carbon fee?
Yes, that's a yes. Yeah.
Why do you support it?
Well, because I think we need to save our planet. I think all the damage that we've done, we need to, you know, serious about trying to reverse it, save it. And anything, I think, that is a step in that direction, we should support it.
Domingo says she's always been an active voter, but now in retirement, her thinking is shaped in part by friends and acquaintances who have limited income.
You know, a lot of people that I know that either lost their jobs or retired, or their jobs were eliminated, so they were kind of forced to retire, are living very carefully.
So she says she thinks of her wider circle as she weighs what and whom to vote for. And she focuses on growing a lot of her own food to feed her grandkids pesticide-free vegetables and keep her own costs down in a region that's grown more expensive.
We definitely have to pick the rest of these, Dad. I had no idea that this was still happening over here. I kept looking at the other end because I was watching the beans.
Ashley Gross, KNKX News.
That story was from our series, Five Voters, Fresh Perspectives. We're also going to hear from a young person who recently registered to vote and someone who has just moved to the area.